USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow jumped 300 points to close Thursday at 3603. The GameStop frenzy on Wall Street has investors and much of the internet in a frenzy. GameStop stock now up more than 1,200% since the start of January. An army of traders buying the stock to hurt the short sellers. As far as the legality of that, Follow the Action founder John Layfield says,
it's so hard to prove collusion. We already have laws against collusion. We already have laws against stock manipulation. You've got to be able to enforce that, and that is almost impossible to do.
The White House says they're not interested in splitting up President Biden's sweeping coronavirus stimulus package into smaller bills. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president expects vigorous give and take in negotiations over the nearly $2 trillion package. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey led a six-state coalition writing that state attorneys general will be vigilant in watching for and opposing federal overreach, especially when such actions put jobs and civil liberties at risk. Morrisey adding,
a lot of their initiatives we're seeing, these are the appetizers before the main dish. They're going to be coming, trying to review the Clean Power Plan and a lot of the initiatives and go even further than Barack Obama. I don't think they could come up and develop enough jobs to make up for the loss we're going to see. It's sending a message that this administration is going to go after fossil fuels and related manufacturing jobs, and that's where we step up. Because every time you hear John Kerry or Joe Biden talk about these new jobs or let them do data, it's the equivalent of let them eat cake.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he had a good meeting with former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today is the 35th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger explosion, one of the deadliest tragedies in America's space program. All 7 astronauts on board were killed, including teacher Krista McAuliffe. For many of McAuliffe's former students at the New Hampshire school where she taught, the memory of that day still haunts them.
She didn't get to teach those lessons. She really wanted to teach us. And that's hard to swallow now, you know.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, they, like millions of school kids across the country, watched the disaster live, tuning in to see McAuliffe make it into space as part of the Teacher Space Project announced by then-President Reagan back in 1984. Hollywood is mourning the loss of an award-winning actress.
Academy Award-winning actress Cloris Leachman has died. Leachman won 8 Emmy Awards for her work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in 1971 for her role in The Last Picture Show. Leachman continued to act into her 90s and appeared on Dancing with the Stars at age 82. Director Mel Brooks paid tribute to Leachman, who starred in 3 of his movies, on Twitter, calling her insanely talented, someone who could make you laugh or cry at the drop of a hat. In a statement, her manager says she passed away at her California home of natural causes. Leachman was 94. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.